The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations are in order. All the hard work is paid off. And I want to congratulate Harlan Williams and the Harlan Highway for reaching 100,000 YouTube subscribers. Let's give him a round of applause. Come on. Oh, wait. I meant to say congratulations to Radio Labyrinth for reaching our milestone, which is 1,000 YouTube subscribers. So look out, Harlan Williams. 99,000 subscribers, and we will be on your tail. How about that? 4 years ago, we went on Zoom because of the pandemic, and Dustin joined the show. He took the reins and put us up on YouTube, and it's pretty much been his baby ever since then. So if you're only listening, then you're missing out, because he does a great job putting the show together and putting in all sorts of things that are visual and you need to see. You can hear them, but I mean, you need to see them. I want to thank all of our listeners, all the classic radios who've been with us since the beginning, all of our Patreon members who've been longtime supporters, and the new people who've discovered us because of YouTube and have stayed with us since they joined the club, okay? So yeah, that's awesome. 1,000. So Dustin, what does that mean? You said that we were in 8% of the, what is that again?
YouTube, there's 60 million and growing channels on YouTube. Right. And of those 60 million, only 8% ever make it to 1,000 subscribers. Because once you hit 1,000, you can monetize. Like, that's the reason that we wanted to do it. And once you're monetized, you're working with YouTube. So YouTube tends to give a little more. I hate that it took, you know, 3.5 years to get it to this point, but we're here and, you know, we stuck through it. And so
that's why only 8%. Get 1,000 subscribers, though, because it takes consistency and quality
and dedication. Yeah. Just constant uploading, and, you know, uploading when you're sick or uploading when you got kidney stones.
Yeah. Pissing rocks through your urethra.
Yeah.
They'll start pushing us and recommending us.
Yes, more and more, because we've, you know, once we enter their territory as far as making, you know, they're going to be putting ads in. And that shouldn't mess up the show. I kind of designed the show for ads. So the breaks that we normally have during the show, those, you know, for some people, if you don't have premium, you'll see ads there. But we can dictate that as well. So, you know, it's just a lot more freedom for us to do things and interact with people more and be spread out more across the globe. So
how do we get the pills and the man grooming?
The man grooming we've already tried once, but I think they might try us back again. So I'm going to try to hit them back up.
Can I use the man grooming tools as well?
Sure.
No, it doesn't work on women.
I didn't know. Like, is it like penis shaped?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, you, the outline
you just
of
set
one.
It over it and then lift it back up and it's all done.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. One more thing here. Steph's donut, which I probably won't get to taste, unfortunately, but you guys, a couple weeks ago in episode 24 of season 9, we interviewed Kamal Grant, who was on Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. We pitched him donuts, and we created AI versions of those donuts to place into the show. And he's made them all now. He first made Jeff's, which was the RIP Elvis donut. Then he made mine, which was the cannoli pop. And now we have the pecan pie donut. Is that what it's called?
Chocolate pecan pie donut.
Chocolate pecan pie donut, which was Steph's concoction. Tell us how it was.
Oh, it was fantastic. I thought it tasted, it really did remind me of eating a piece of chocolate pecan pie.
Really?
You know, he even sent me a message. He was like, I didn't realize until after I made it that you said in the video that you wanted pecan pie filling. And I put chocolate pecan pie filling in it. And it was the better option. I actually think that was the better thing to do.
Right.
It was really good. So the inside has like the fudge with those candied pecans
were the best part of all three of the donuts.
So
I'd have him back on the show, and I want him to get a reality show. We got to support him, and he's awesome. And
isn't it nice for somebody to deserve something?
Yes,
like they get shit and they deserve it. But so I ate one at the shop, and then I'm headed back to work, and I just swung over to see Jeff, brought him his, made sure, and I had to see him bite into the donut. Mm-hmm. And he looked like he enjoyed it as much as I did. So I get back in the car. I'm in Atlanta traffic. Well, I don't know. Is this a turn lane? Is it not? Am I going straight? I'm about to get killed. You know how it is. And
right.
I get back to the office and I ate another one before I went inside.
That's not bad. I ate two of mine and I felt like puking. Not because they were bad for me. They're just so heavy.
But yours were super rich. You could really only eat one of yours.
But it was so good. I thought.
Yeah, these
popcorn
ones,
especially.
I have one of yours, Tim. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah, they still had them there after.
Yeah.
So people must like them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I've got it in there in the kitchen. I don't think I can mess with another donut today, though.
No, that's too many. Those are like you can eat 17 Krispy Kremes because they're light.
Yeah.
But you can't eat a good solid donut from a homespun, well-crafted bakery. All right. Thank you, Kamal. And best of luck and keep making the donuts.
Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me right off.
And I'm angry because you pissed me off.
That really pisses me off.
You really pissed me off, you know, because...
You know what really pisses me off?
All right, about last week, people are divided over Eddie Murphy and his thoughts about David Spade's 30-year-old joke. Our YouTube short went radio viral. That means Radio Labyrinth viral, because we got over 10,000 views. And I'd say that most people enjoyed Beverly Hills Cop Axel, although some people said it was boring. I don't know why they said it was boring. I have a couple of the comments I want to read. I thought it was interesting. This is from our shorts. We'll read the other ones later. David Crawley says, Eddie is probably one of the best actors of all time. He should be above this. My favorite classic Eddie movie was Trading Places. I love Trading Places. Slip Mahoney 21 says, sad that Eddie lowered himself to that level. John Kirst said, people need to understand that it's just a joke. And I think he's talking about Eddie. And then Boone says, it was not funny to him. That happens sometimes. And John replied, it's the nature of comedy. It's supposed to be shocking and offensive. People need to lighten up. And a couple other people's like, this was on TikTok. If you don't understand why it's racist, then you'll never get it. And stuff like that. People fighting with each other. That's what you want in your comments, is people fighting with each other, right? You want people going at it and complaining and fighting. And I think when we asked that question, why is it considered racist? I think Dustin pointed it out and we had wrapped it up. And it's certainly in the short that Eddie's point was other people made mistakes and he didn't go after him, but I did. And you guys hammered me. And I think Eddie has a point about that.
I think both sides that commented have valid points.
So do I.
Yeah,
I don't think David Spade would have made the joke in the first place if he didn't think Eddie could take it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a comedian. He should have understood. There's the real world, and then there's the joke world.
Right. But then again, they didn't go after other people who made mistakes.
So. And if we think about any of the other upper echelon SNL stars, never, that didn't happen.
Mm-mm. No, but plenty of them made shitty movies.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That would be the only difference other than the race part of it.
Right.
Yeah, the Dana Carvey movie where he was a master of disguise. What was that called?
The master of disguise. I'm a turtle.
Turtle.
But at least Spade's Bad Movie is a classic bad movie.
You talking about Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt. Yeah, it's not a good movie.
It's not a bad movie. You shut your mouth.
Not a good movie.
That's a very good movie. It's very funny.
I can't say the same for Joe Dirt 2, but Joe Dirt 1 is
Joe Dirt's a classic.
Joe Dirt 2 is horrible, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to challenge Joe Biden to a golf tournament, President Joe Biden to a golf tournament, because he'll win. And then I'll donate $1 million to his charity. No, I'll donate $1 million to his charity if I win.
What's his charity?
I don't know. Didn't you see that Trump at some rally over the week, during the week, it's like, I will
on a golf course?
Joe Biden to a golf tournament, and if he wins, I'll give him 30 strokes. And if he wins, I'll donate $1 million to his charity. I'll donate $1 million to his charity. This is where we've devolved in the presidential.
I would so rather see a golf tournament than another debate. I wish they would do that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
The presidential race has been broken down into Caddyshack plot points.
Yes. Caddyshack 3. There you got Trump and you got Joe Biden. You get RFK in there. One of the Murrays, two of the Murrays.
I was going to say, RFK will be the Bill Murray character.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Ooh. That was right where you wanted it. Ooh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman. You know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean and you're mean and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
All right. And obviously, Trump is Dangerfield.
Oh, really?
Dangerfield, and then Biden is Smales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I've ever seen. What? When you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though. Oh, this is your wife, huh? A lovely lady. Hey, baby, you must have been something before electricity. Hey, loosen up, will you? You're a lot of women, you know that? Do you want to make $150,000 the hard way? I almost got head from Amelia Earhart. Hey, Whitey, where's your hat? Let's go while we're young.
My sir, try to tee off.
I bet you slice into the woods. $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir. I never slice.
Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing.
All right, that's as good as it's going to get for me and my Trump.
It's a great premise.
It is a great premise. Thank you very much. It is a good premise. And see, we came up with it on our own. I like that. We just, boom, there it is. Speaking of dead celebrities like Ted Knight and Rodney Dangerfield, in AI news, they are going to be allowing you to have dead celebrities read you stories, audiobooks, things like that. So goodbye to anyone seeking a career in the audiobook industry. They already have AI reading them anyhow. I've been doing it. It took me a month to record just the narrative on the one that I am working on, but we won't delve into that.
That's cool.
So, yeah, you'll be able to go to this 11 Labs is the site that's working on the technology. So I thought I would play around a little bit. James Mason reads 50 Shades of Grey. Before I knew it, he's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head. And he's pinning me to the wall using his lips. His other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up, and his lips are on mine. My tongue tentatively strokes his and joins his in a slow erotic dance. His erection against my... What kind of novel is
that? Just do a good Mitch McConnell. He's only going to be relevant for a little while more.
Donald, I don't want to upset any Republicans who might be listening to the show. I pull him deeper into my mouth so I can feel him at the back of my throat and then to the front again. My tongue swirls around the end. He's my very own Christian Grey flavored popsicle. I suck harder and harder. My inner goddess is doing the merengue with some slow salsa moves.
Suddenly he grabs me, tipping me across his lap. With one smooth movement, he angles my body so my torso is resting on the bed beside him. He throws his right leg over mine and he plants his left forearm on the small of my back, holding me down so I cannot move. He places his hand on my naked behind, softly fondling me, stroking around and around with his flat palm. And then his hand is no longer there, and he hits me hard.
All right, I'll do one more political one. Why? You know, because of my career, these are the voices I do all the time.
Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity, you want me to do Sean Hannity? Well, all right, let me see. I'll find one. I withdraw my thumb from her vagina. Open your mouth, I order. And when she does, I thrust my thumb between her lips. See how you taste. Suck me, baby. She sucks my thumb hard. And for a moment, I imagine it's my in her mouth. Okay, that's enough of that. Probably going to have to censor some of that.
What is it?
Aegon the Conqueror's dream. He called it the Song of Ice and Fire.
House of the Dragon. They had the Battle of Rook's Rest and Rhaenys scene. There's a lot of action in this show, and I feel like a dope because I didn't know that this was already a book. I thought it was just something that was created. This was a book, right, that he had written?
Yeah.
So there's an outcome that's going to happen, and I'm starting to see spoilers. And not knowing that there's a book and not knowing that there's an outcome that I might not like, I've been rooting for one side in this battle, in this war of these kingdoms and everything. And I'm going to be disappointed. I know I'm going to be disappointed, but I still really like this show. I think it's better than the last couple seasons of Game of Thrones, actually. I think Matt Smith is probably my favorite character. I know he's going to go mad and die in that castle. Does anyone know what's going to happen? Who's going to be the king or the queen at the end of this series? Is there another season or is this it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going. They couldn't cram the rest of the book in there. There's got to be at least one more season.
Yeah, I was asking our friend Lisa, who used to be the host of Mike TV, to spoil it for me, but she wouldn't do it.
Read the book.
I got to read one. Those books take forever.
You read the other books.
I know. I read all of them. I just haven't read any of these. I am a dick. I don't like prequels. But I am enjoying it. I think it's a good show. We don't do breakdowns. There's so many. I thought we could do that years ago, but there's so many good channels on YouTube. What's that one with the dog that wears the sweater, Dustin?
Screen Crush.
Yeah, he does all the Easter eggs and breakdowns. And so I watched the ones that he did about the Boys, which is, even though it got really heavy with the weird politics in episode 5, I think Homelander's torture chamber and is changing in the way that he's raising Ryan because he realizes that he was treated like shit and he wants Ryan to grow up like a normal person. I think that's what his course of action is, and that's very human of Homelander and very rare, even though he's still a dick. They did a parody of Marvel and Disney when they roll out all the products that are coming out. I thought that was great because it's always a cascade of shit ass movies and shit TV shows and stuff. But skipping around the alt-right cocktail party was fucking great. The one thing that I thought about when they introduced Web Weaver, who's the Spider-Man character.
Disgusting.
Yeah. But it's the same. His webbing comes out of the same place as Brown Widow from the Venture Brothers, which was a long time before The Boys, I think. So that's weird to me. It's the same ass web hole, and they're both losers. So that was interesting.
It was probably in the comics before the Venture Brothers, though.
When did the comics come out for The Boys?
2000.
2000, yeah.
All right. Maybe parallel thought then, because in world, you put it.
Well, I mean, also, you can only do so much stuff with a spider character.
Yeah.
Spider-Man ripoff. Yeah.
Well, Spider-Man, before the symbiotic suit in the early 80s during the Secret Wars, you know, Peter Parker had to make
machines.
Yeah,
and they were on his wrists. And then the symbiotic suit came back from the Secret Wars, and that shot webbing, and that became Venom. And now, for some reason, Venom is Godzilla. It's weird. That's in the comic books. I still pay attention to what's going on with Spider-Man. Did I leave anything out? Anything you guys want to talk about those two shows?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan turned out to not be real.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think that the first episode, but by the second appearance of him, I thought this is in his head. Because of that woman was in his head, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he was talking, to the doctor with a sheep head, he kept talking to him, and the doctor was like looking around like, who the hell are you talking to?
Right, right.
I kind of feel like this season, though, other than the reasons that you've spoke about before, I am not enjoying it as much. It's not as funny. It's they focus a lot more on gross out humor than they ever have, ever have. And I feel like they're just kind of using that as a little bit of a crutch because they don't have as good jokes and stuff this time around.
I can see where you're going. And they are leaning a little heavy into the paralleling our modern society.
Well, they're leaning into the comic as well. I mean, there's certain aspects of the comic that they've completely left out, but the storyline is still following the storyline of the comic, which, you know, has a specific specific resolution for Homelander. And if they do that the way they did it in the comic, it'll be good. But
all right, I haven't gotten it. I have some of the comic books, but I haven't really dived in because I don't want to spoil it.
They killed off Simon Pegg too. That was sad.
Yeah.
It was like sad, but it was a good way. At least he got to say goodbye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That time.
And also too, like, she has had so much done to her face, Starlighter.
Oh shit.
She's had, it's distracting. I have to, just kind of like, all right. She can hardly talk. She can hardly get her words out because her shit's so tight.
And I do like that the president is that guy from Deadwood. Do you know his actual name, Jeff?
Jim Beaver?
Yeah, he's great in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's perfect in that role. I don't hate it. I'm still watching it all the time. I don't love it as much as I used to.
But yeah, those are the only two shows I'm watching right now.
News, trailers, and triads with Steph.
Chappelle, I didn't realize he was this much into politics, but I guess he's buddies with actor Hill Harper. You know, from CSI. I don't know if you watch the show The Good Doctor.
Yeah.
He's on
The Good Doctor?
Yeah, for like 4 or 5 seasons.
Well, I don't watch that show. I had a different name for it, but I can't
He
was on CSI New York is where I know.
Yeah, we watched that, yeah. The ultra expensive, rich police station in New York.
Yeah.
That's what it was, and everybody wore designer clothes, but it was still good.
I don't want to know what you call The Good Doctor in the privacy of your home.
Only Alexa knows.
Anyway, so he is running for a Democratic.
They're having a primary, is what you're saying. And he's one of the candidates. Okay.
Yes, he is. And he's running. Yeah, he's running in Michigan. So Dave is coming into Detroit this weekend, actually, I think tomorrow, to do a benefit show for him.
So, Chappelle, I didn't think he was political, but is that his home state, Michigan?
No.
Ohio.
They must be friends with him or support him or something.
That's what he says. He's a very good friend. But I think that's pretty... I'm wondering what kind of material is he going to do? Because this is for the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were also bringing up. How many people got pretty miffed about some of his stuff in his last stand-up about transgenders and things like that, which is a big part of the Democratic Party. So... kind of wondering if he's going to be doing that kind of material or is he going to temper himself because he's trying to get somebody elected?
I don't know. I think that right now, not to get too political, but there's sort of a civil war brewing, and I'll just leave it at that, in that party. But I imagine that Hill Harper is facing a tough battle because he's going against some long-term serving congressperson or whatever.
Yeah, she's been in there like 3 terms or some crap.
Yeah, and so she'll be the virtue signaler and, oh, Dave Chappelle, the hater, blah, 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 blah. That's how that'll unfold. But I think it's cool that he's helping out his buddy.
Yeah, I do too. I do think that's neat. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. And it's at St. Andrews Hall. It was a place I used to go to concerts to all the time when I was a teen, early 20s. It's a very cool venue in Detroit. So anybody that's going to pay the possible $2,500 for a ticket to this, it's you're going to have a good bird's eye view of Dave. So,
okay.
Did y'all see about Danny Trejo got cracked in the head with a water balloon during a 4th of July parade, and his 80-year-old ass climbed out of this car and went after the people on the side of the street.
Not Tortuga.
You cannot take the prison out of this man.
Machete? Did he kill him with a machete?
Not happening.
He did not kill them with a machete. Well, you got hit with a water balloon. Chill out, buddy. You're going to be okay.
Somebody said it was acid. That's why he got out. Like, somebody yelled out, there's acid in it. And he flipped out. Yeah. Which I think you would have realized when your skin wasn't burning off your face that it wasn't acid, but
the LSD.
Yeah, maybe it was LSD.
That's what I was thinking when you said it.
That could
but who'd waste that much LSD?
That's true.
But you're a douchebag. What are you throwing a water balloon? Why are you throwing a water balloon at Danny Trejo? He's 80 years old. Jesus Christ.
Maybe they didn't know it was Danny Trejo.
Well, either way, he's
why he did when he opened that door. That's for sure.
Yeah. He's an elderly gentleman in a parade.
Yeah. And again, so, he's 80. Really? He's 80 years old.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. He didn't start acting until he was 50 almost.
He looks a lot better than some of the people running for president that are that age.
Well, they still haven't made the determination if the Sundance Film Festival is be coming to Athens. But sources say that they're very tight-lipped about this. So it's a kind of Athens is in the running. So what would you do? What if we get a Sundance Film Festival here?
Don't they have skiing at Sundance?
Well, I guess they'll have swamping or something here. I don't know what are you going to do in Athens.
That would be very cool for Athens, I think.
Sure.
Of course it would be.
It'd be great for the movie club.
Hell yeah. That's just bizarre. Why would you leave? What's the deal with Sundance? I don't know.
Shopping around to different cities. Whoever's going to pay the most money, they'll move to.
Yeah.
Well, as governor of the great state of Georgia, Brian Kemp, I'll give the Hollywood people whatever the hell they want. So come here and do your Sundance thing in Athens. You can call it the dog dance. Go dog, sick 'em.
I just wonder, what is there? There isn't that much stuff to do in Athens, though.
There's lots to do.
It's mostly a party situation. So, I mean, as long as you've got bars and theaters and places to do this, that's what it would take, because they're trying to cram all these movies and all these deals in. I don't think there's a lot of extracurricular activities other than drinking and stuff happening.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to Winder. Now you can go over to Winder. Or you can go to Helen.
Go to Statham.
Commerce. You go to Commerce and check out them outlet stores.
Go to Royston.
You ain't that far from Greenville or Spartanburg, South Carolina, neither. That's what I would do if I was you. Or maybe hang out in Lawrenceville. There's lots to do there.
They'll be all over Lawrenceville. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it would be amazing if they did go there, but
they would all hang out down here, I think, after the parties and everything. But who knows? That's a great idea. Move it to Athens. Get it out of it. Nobody cares. I don't even know where Sundance is. Utah?
Jay Johnston.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up, right?
I don't really know. I assume that most actors, and certainly comedic actors, tend to lean toward a Democratic bent. But Jay Johnston, he really went, January 6th, because that's where he was, at the Capitol building. There's that picture of him. When it came out, everybody was like, is that Jay Johnston from Mr. Show and Bob's Burgers? He's like, well, I guess what? He's guilty or something?
He pled guilty.
He pled it. So he's going to get 5 years.
Don't worry, I'll pardon him. I really love Bob's Burgers. It's one of my favorite shows. Barron loves Bob's Burgers. He said, pardon that guy. And Eric and Don Jr. liked Mr. Show, so I got to do what they say. Have you ever stopped a train with your penis? Remember that sketch?
Yeah.
A lie detector sketch from Mr. Show?
Yeah. Well, my favorite troll in the world, 50 Cent, continues on. After Rick Ross got his ass kicked in Canada last week for playing Kendrick's They Not Like Us by a bunch of Canadian hooligans, Drake fans. 50 had a show in Vancouver the other night, and to this huge crowd, he was just like, you'll beat Rick Ross's ass. Who is it? Is it that guy?
50 Cent is the greatest rapper troll, isn't he?
He is the greatest. And he doesn't care. And Rick Ross put a shirt on. Everybody's over it. But they did. I don't know if you guys saw the footage, but Rick Ross and his whole crew, they got the crap kicked out of them by those Canadians.
For what? Why?
Because they played, it was at a show, and they played They Not Like Us. It was in Canada. Uh-huh. You know, they're all Drake fans up there. You know how everything's divided by a country line. If you're in Canada, you're a Drake fan. If you're here, you're a Kendrick fan.
I think you could abandon Drake. You don't have to. Other Canadian people you could be proud of.
That's what I think so too. But anyway, I thought it was pretty funny.
Have I ever told you guys on this show the 50 Cent story? I probably have. I should probably not tell it again.
I don't know. I don't know that you have.
My dad, when was still up in New York State, he was a prison guard at this prison called Monterey. And it was one of those, they don't have them anymore, but it was one of those boot camp style for first time offenders. So years ago, my dad, I was up visiting, and my dad goes, you know that 50 Cent? I said, what? He goes, oh, that guy, the rapper, is 50 Cent, 50, whatever, yeah. I said, yeah, I know who 50 Cent is. And he goes, oh, well, he was at Monterey. He was there. He was always really nice. He tried to be very delicate with it. He was, well, you know, he listened and, he just wanted to get out of there. And, of course, he didn't use that name, 50 Cent. I said, well, if I ever meet him, I'll bring it up. He goes, oh, well, he'll probably remember me. No, he didn't say that. That's interesting. It always stuck with me that my dad goes, do you know 50? You ever heard of 50 Cent? I'm like, yes.
But he said 50 Cent was a pretty like a two-bit guy. He was a good guy.
Yes, he was. He said, and he was very diplomatic about it. He goes, well, he always did. You know, he never got in any trouble, and he did his thing, and there you go.
And this was after he was shot many times, right?
I don't know.
Or pre-shot.
Worked there. I don't remember when my dad worked there.
Oh, okay. That is a pretty cool story. Well, I want to know what you guys think that your dogs are actually saying once these Michigan researchers figure out how to make AI intelligent what they are saying to us.
My dog is saying, please stop this kid from running up and down the hall and scaring the shit out of me all the time and screaming in the house and scaring the shit out of me all the time. And when can I eat? And can I have more food? And can I have an ice cube now? And I do have to go outside because I was trained very well and I'm not going to shit on the floor. Can you please make this child, this thing in the house that you brought in without asking me to stop? And what happened to the other two dogs that were in here? What killed them? Why are they not here? Why am I alone?
Why is your son taking 3 foot long shits?
Yes.
You bring up good points though, because most of the time, can't you tell what they're going to tell you?
Yes. Isn't they don't have developed obvious brains. Even if they could speak, their brains be like, I hungry.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel. Car. Person. Porch. Stranger.
But how about, though, when they do put this on some dog who is, like, they're thinking about, you know, how to make 1 times 1 equals 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's their inner monologue. You know, this is going to happen. There'll be, like, one dog.
And then there'll be Planet of the Dogs?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well,
I know you can read my thoughts, boy. Meow, 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 meow.
Wish them well that they actually make this happen. And what is this about Lena Dunham is too fat to work? Kim, did you put that on there?
No, I put that in there to be snarky. She doesn't want to deal with trolls, and I get it. Listen, she's a talented person. She's funny, and she's a talented writer, and that show she did was groundbreaking. But anytime she does something, and if she were to be on this thing, it's just going to be instant hate. And I get it. You know, why would you want to deal with that?
You're talking about she dropped out of making the Polly Pocket movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was not this headline necessarily. I saw it on a different website. The headline literally was, Lena Dunham is too fat to work.
So I was reading all through the article, and I was trying to find something in there where she said that I physically can't make it there because I'm too fat, and I never could find it.
She doesn't want to be harassed for her. She doesn't want to be body shamed. And he does.
Mash the keys with your palm if you need a special dialing wand.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. Well, I just want to say that I know that you care because you went to every one of them, but they're making a documentary about Lilith Fair.
Oh. Jeff went to Lilith Fair.
I went to the first one.
Did you? Who was in the first one?
Yeah, all the people. Bonnie Raitt, Lannis Morissette. Can't remember everybody else. Girl. Indigo Girls, maybe.
Well, Caitlin it's being directed by David, our guy from Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Dan
Levy.
Yes. So he's directing it. I think it's going to be really good. I never went to a Lilith Fair either. There was not enough of a lineup that would drag me to go. And it did seem very chicky, like too chicky for me. But I still think a lot of the performers were pretty good. Jeff, you were probably just awashing ladies at this thing.
Oh, yeah. Swimming in it. All right. Not much in the podcast universe to talk about this week other than Netflix has a new live special coming up with premium podcaster Joe Rogan. It's his first special in 6 years. I am curious to watch because it's not only it's because it's Joe Rogan, it's live, but it's Joe Rogan from a different point of view because he hasn't done stand-up comedy in forever. Does he still have it? Did he ever have it? I was never a huge fan of his, although I've seen him twice do stand-up comedy. The last time I saw him do stand-up comedy, he was with Ari Shaffir, and I took the traffic gal from Q100 with me, hoping that she would want to hang out with me, you know. That didn't happen. But I ended up getting high with Joe and Ari with weed that I brought. And so we were behind the old Punchline smoking weed, and I thought that was a lot of fun.
With Luke Dogwalker?
No, Luke Dogwalker was years before that. This was girl. And Luke Dogwalker was a gal that worked at the Punchline that was our neighbor. And I asked her out, and it was not a good experience for her or me. Not good for her in a satisfying point of view. But she was also dating Lewis Black. I'm like, how can I compete with Lewis Black?
Just scream a lot.
Just yell.
Suck my dick. Rogan was a good guest. Ari Shaffir was a good guest. And I do remember that second time seeing him do stand-up, I really enjoyed it. But I haven't watched him do stand-up in forever. So I'm curious as to how this is going to turn out. Is this the second live stand-up special?
Comedy, anyway.
Yeah,
they do other live stuff. Like, they have that cooking show every Tuesday that's live.
But I mean stand-up special. So the first one they did live was Cat Williams, and that was a kind of a stinker. Unfortunately, and which is weird because he's funny. So maybe this will be good. Let's see. In the other podcasts, I don't know. I talked about it last week, but When a Stranger Calls with Harland and Howie, I really enjoyed that. It was just random.
I watched the Mortician guy. I haven't finished it yet, but the Mortician guy was very funny.
Howie's like, can you show us a body? Yeah. Can you find a body for us? Can you show us a body? And then I'd never watched Something's Burning. I assume all of you have watched Something's Burning with Burt Kreischer.
No.
Yeah, I watched a few of them.
It's his cooking show. And I knew that he had but I didn't know that it was still going on. But this week he has Ric Flair and Sam Morril on there. And I know that last week on Views or Snooze, it was in there, his new, and Jeff, somebody said, go fuck me. I'm sorry. But it was in there, and he has a new special coming up on Prime. I never knew anything by him. That's why I asked last week if he was funny. He is really funny, and he was funny on this podcast. But this is the first time I've watched this show, and I have to say that I really like Bert a lot more without Tom. Now, I don't like Tom without Bert because I'm not a big fan of Two Bears, One Cave. And for all this shit, we make fun of Bert every now and then. I think that he was really cool with Ric Flair. And Ric Flair still drinking and carousing and had that great big joint. So check it out if you're interested. But it did encourage me a little bit to try to watch that stand-up special, which I'll do.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And now I will watch it. And I will take your word for it. But sometimes I have to be convinced because I don't know any of these people. All right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll read your YouTube comments. Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Here's the thing about Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's not in Atlanta, but they call it Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's in Conyers. Why don't they call it CPG? I don't know. It tastes really good. I don't care. Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they have proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. That's a lot of pizza and gyros. By the way, is it gyro or gyro? Atlanta Pizza in Gyro is the place to be all summer long. They have over 16 ice cold craft beers and ciders.
What's wrong with just drinking cider out of a plastic jug in October like you're supposed to? No, you can drink it all the time, especially at Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Many others are also available in bottles and cans. Look, they have the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Okay, stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 9 p.m. They're closed on Sundays. Why don't they close on Saturday? On Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge, okay, against the best Conyers has to offer, like Dustin. They also have a food truck. Contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule an event. He also says, thank you for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support.
Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Then we're back.
We are back. Let's read your YouTube comments. Not as many as, well, actually about the same amount as last week. So keep them coming, although we had a ton of them on our short. Let's see. Traveling Fools 2020 said, great show. Thank you, guys. They follow me on Twitter. I have for years. They're nice people. Brett Perkins says, thanks for the clarification on the hot Carl definition stuff.
Well, you got to know. I mean, you can't just be like at a dinner party and not know.
Right. I mean, it's going to come up, church. You got to be prepared for these things. Or daycare, whatever your teacher might ask. New 206 says, bummer about Redbox. They used to sell Blu-ray. He's not talking about Redbox, the puppet. He's talking about Redbox, the business. They used to sell Blu-rays and DVDs, used ones from the machine. I get about a movie a month.
Yeah, we're out here collecting DVDs. I take my DVD player on the airplane. Last week I was out in Albuquerque. We like it out there in Albuquerque.
Velma the Id says, wow, Judge Reinhold's facelift. Yeah, he looked like he had work done.
Yeah.
He looks like Christina Lotti now. Linen2967 says, agreed. I like Axel F. They redid it well. And then Roby said, so I'm finally fully in my new house, pretty much retired. Let the consistent comments recommence. Of course, now I have a few months of honeydews, decorating, home improvements, and fishing. Well, you can do those
yeah, congrats on a new house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Last week was Space Cadet, PsyCops, and Sam Rawls' stand-up special. Watched all three. Space Cadet was meh.
Yeah.
I like Emma Roberts, though, so.
How was PsyCops?
PsyCops was pretty funny. It's really fast-paced. I think it's geared towards younger people, I think.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah,
but it was funny. Generation. Yeah. But it's like super fast-paced. You got to really pay attention. Sam Rawls special was good. This week, Sunny on Apple TV. This is the new Rashida Jones show.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Like a dark comedy. It looks really good. I'm going to use it.
It's out
this week. Yeah, it's out already. Number two, Sausage Party Foodtopia.
Sausage Party Foodtopia.
On Prime on 7-Eleven.
Is it a sequel?
It's a series.
Oh.
It's all the original voices, and they added Will Forte and Sam Richardson staff as voices of different food.
I might watch it then, because I didn't really care for that movie.
You didn't? Oh, God. Jeff and I saw it. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
It was close and funny. And... All right. What network is that on again? Prime?
Prime, yeah. And then Exploding Kittens comes on Netflix on the 12th. This is the reunion of the original King of the Hill producers, Mike Judge and Greg Daniels.
Okay.
I think it looks pretty funny.
What's it about? Okay, it's centered on God, who gets fired from his job and returns to Earth as a house cat.
And Satan is also a cat. It's based on that card game, Exploding Kittens.
All right. I'll check that out. Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The views for me.
Yeah, right. It sounds like one of those categories you would get while playing that game.
Yeah.
Well, I never heard of that game, but I'll check those shows out. Thank you, Jeff. Staff picks. Let's bust through these real quick. My staff pick this week. Tasty Goody Records has been working on this for a long time. Kevin Kinney, the front man and song and lyricist for Driving and Crying, and also a solo artist. His songs are being reimagined by a lot of other artists. You got Peter Buck and the guys from the Violent Femmes, who he was friends with, one of the Violent Femmes in high school, because Kevin's from Milwaukee. There's two that are done right now. There's a Spotify playlist. You can find it. They're reimagining of Kevin's songs by other artists, and they're not just strict covers. He gave them carte blanche to just reimagine them, rewrite them, rearrange them any way they wanted to, and then they get ownership of it. So if you're into that kind of thing, go ahead and check it out.
Mine is Hard Knocks. I'm going to watch it this season.
Is it the Giants?
The first one. Yeah, it's the Giants.
I'm liking it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Saw the first. Is it in the second episode in there yet?
I think the second episode came out today or yesterday.
Why so soon?
It's not that. It's the off season.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, all right. I get it.
Let's see. Mine is a YouTube channel that I found. And I think radios would get a real kick out of this. The channel's called This Aged Great.
Okay.
If you want to look up on YouTube, you've got a Gen X person, a guy, and he's got a younger millennial friend, and they record a podcast where the older guy tells the younger guy about all these movies from the 80s that were like Soul Man and like, you know, all these movies that wouldn't fly now. And he explains the movie like we would talk about a movie, kind of jumping around, but telling the story from beginning to end. And what you see on YouTube, they've taken the movie and you see the clips that the person is talking about at the time. So it jumps around the movie a lot, but tells the whole story. And they're like 10 minutes long, and it's very laid back, but so funny. I mean, listening to somebody actually try to explain Soul Man to a millennial is hilarious.
Oh my God. And the most recent one is Over the Top. So I'm going to have to watch this channel. I just subscribed. Thanks.
Yeah. Mine's a show that's on Max right now. I've already watched every episode they've got to date. I binged it all in a day. It's called Deadly Influence. And each episode is about someone who was murdered or did some murdering, and it was due in part to that person's social media accounts. Or YouTube channels.
Yeah, that's something I'm probably going to watch.
It's really good. Some of the stories you guys probably know from the news, but then other ones I didn't hear of, and you're like, how the hell did this not make national, or I didn't hear about it. But anyway, it's called Deadly Influence.
Deadly Influence. All right, thank you. All right, let's do some plugs and everything. We are doing Walk Hard, Swim Hard. This is taking place at the Shea Butler's compound out in Winston, Georgia, which means you got to go out I-20. And times to be determined, right? We're going to have food brought by Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Thank you, Mike Hall. And everybody's invited to come. It's Saturday, July 27th. And again, that's time to be determined. So if you're in Georgia and you're a fan of Radio Labyrinth and you want to watch a fun movie and hang out in the pool, come on out. Anything I'm missing, Jeff?
We're just going to everybody bring a dessert like we usually do.
Yeah. He's got a lot of room out there. So
kids are allowed, but the movie is maybe not kid-friendly.
Yeah, the movie is absolutely not kid-friendly. No, I've seen Walk Hard in a long time. It's a great movie. So thank you very much. We look forward to that. Every week on Monday, I release an audio-only Radio Labyrinth feed show called Trambles. It's me talking and goofing around. This week's episode contains a song I wrote about Gilbert's gigantic poop and some other stuff. And I do a radio show every Saturday on WSB Radio in Atlanta called The Popcast. My guest tonight, this week, is Kevin Kinney. We spoke for about an hour and a half, Kevin Kinney being the lead singer Driving and Crying. And we spoke for about an hour and 15 minutes, so it's cut up a little bit. The entire podcast version will be out on Monday. If you're looking for a cameo, go to cameo.com and search me, Tim Andrews ATL. They're very cheap, $35. If you got a special event or a birthday or an anniversary or anything like that, and you ask me to do a voice, I will do it for you. Or I'll just, you know, be myself. It's up to you. Let's see. Oh, if you'd like to get Mark Schrankel, who is from I Am Shauna Ray, and he also has, you know, the great, amazing impression of Sylvester Stallone and the puppet that we've used before for Sly Talking. Mark Schrankel, you can find him on Cameo. It's Mark 001. Let's give some shout outs. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews if you'd like to become a Patreon member and have access to our Patreon show. We've been doing real fun stuff the last couple of weeks, talking about videos that make us happy, that bring us joy, send us to our happy space. Stuff you can find on YouTube that makes you laugh or, you know, gives you the warm, good feelings. This week, I think, what do we talk about this week? I've forgotten already. And we've already
dance clubs and SNL.
Yes, SNL and dance clubs. And it's a lot of fun. We're a little looser. Well, I don't think we're any looser there than we are here. You can become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon. Any level gets you access to that Patreon-only show. And or you could become a producer at the $25 level, which gets you a shout-out every week. As a producer, you get credit. And I'd like to thank all of our producers, John Allen, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Mike D., and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very much. Producers who sign up, get a doodle from me. I'll draw you something with pencil on paper, or you can get a printout of one of my old ones. All right, and stickers, and of course, the weekly shout out. So again, that's patreon.com/Tim Andrews. If you like what you're watching and listening to, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and like and subscribe and do all that stuff you're supposed to do on YouTube. Even if you're just a listener on the podcast feeds, just go over to YouTube, sign up, subscribe, and then you can go back to listening. But Dustin does a kick-ass job producing this. It's a real show. There's all sorts of cool stuff and clips in here, and I dig it. And if I dig it, I think you'll dig it too. So am I leaving anything out? Have I forgotten anything? I'm starting to fade. Help, I'm fading.
I'm sorry. My dog's over here acting like a fool. I tried to kick his ass out of here, and he bum-rushed me and was like, no, I'm going to be in here for the show.
Getting a real Sammy Johns vibe off of you right now.
You're not
Sammy Johns. Who's that?
Your house is full of giant poop.
You don't know what Sammy Johns is?
No.
I gave a girl a ride in my wagon. She rolled in and took control. You know that song?
No.
Like a picture, she was laying there. Moonlight dancing all
the Chevy Van song?
Yeah.
Oh, because of my stripes behind me?
Yeah.
My Van stripes?
Or just every kid in my school wore that shirt, that pattern on a shirt in the 70s.
It's soothing. Don't you find it soothing?
It is very soothing. It's like the sun and, I don't know, the Star Wars sand people rainbow flag.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to be all right. Like everybody's going to get along.
We are.
Find out it's not. That's not what's going to happen.
It is what's going to happen, because I'm going to win. Oh. All right, guys. Until next week, please remember to keep it gaming.
Keep it gaming.
Well, please say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?